Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Limler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about unwrapping the gift of giving. God says that He scatters gifts abroad to the poor, to His children, to all who are in need, and He says if we have the gift of giving, then we ought to give generously. We talked specifically about generosity yesterday. But I believe, as in the case of the fruit of the Spirit, that these gifts are generally present in one degree or another, in whether it's our primary gift or not. Because God loves a cheerful giver. God expects us to give of ourselves to Him. He expects us to give to others as a reflection of His nature. And so just because there's this gift of giving that some excel in doesn't mean our lack of that lets us off the hook. In fact, God's Word, from beginning to end, has example after example of people who are commended by God because of their willingness to give. Not a forced giving, not a guilt trip giving, not a compulsion, but because they wanted to. And this morning we're going to focus in on giving now. Sometimes there's an immediacy to our response, or there ought to be an immediacy to our response. Proverbs 3, verse 28 says, "Do not say to your neighbor, 'Come back later, I'll give it tomorrow,' when you now have it with you." There are times where God wants us to give. We're convicted by His Spirit that we ought to give. We just don't have the means to do so right then. Numerous of Paul's letters talk to the various churches about collecting, setting aside, about bringing their desire to fulfillment, their promise to completion. That's true in most of our lives, I think. We recognize a need that God makes clear to us, and His Spirit prompts us to do something. But it takes time. We don't have the resources. We don't have the time. We don't have this or we don't have that that would help within the specific need. As we talked about Sunday during the message, it includes money, but it's not always about money. Our giving is, well, it ought to be a well-rounded part of our life. We give of money, we give of time, we give of ability. We give of mercy and compassion and things that, well, can be difficult to measure, but we sure know when we receive them. We have a pretty good idea of when we ought to give them. But God says, if you have the ability, if you have what's needed, don't say, wait till tomorrow. You know, there are times that I believe that we need to be wise. And perhaps the prompting of the Spirit isn't so much of giving what's asked for, but to listen, to evaluate, to find ways that are able to provide a much more effective help. And so there are times we don't necessarily have what is needed. Sometimes we don't even know what is needed. And I think those are fair times to say, come back tomorrow. Come back next week. Let me check on some things and get back to you. Now, if we fail to get back, if we fail to follow through, then that's on us. But that's not what God's talking about in the verse that we read. The need's obvious. You're planning on helping. You're just trying to put it off. God says, if you're going to implement this gift of giving, if you're going to unwrap this gift and put it to use, then don't delay. When you have the means to help, and God makes it clear through His Word, through His Spirit, that you ought to help, there are times you'll get asked for things that are just blatantly not helpful at all. But there are times where it's pretty obvious. And your heart goes out to that situation. But your mind is a little bit reluctant. And sometimes we just need that little push from God that says, just do it. Listen to the Spirit. Respond not to your emotion, but to God. The only way that we can do that effectively is if we spend time with God, that we become the sheep that know His voice. There are a lot of voices that we hear, not talking about mental issues here, but influences in our life. And sometimes we think we're deciding between, is this God's voice or is this the voice of the enemy? And we forget that there's also our own voice. There's also the voice of our friends. There's also the voice of our enemies. There's voices of people that may align with God. They may align with Satan. They may just have an alignment of their own. But it creates confusion. What should I really do? And the way that we know is to know God. To be so familiar with His nature that we hear His voice and we know His voice and we obey His voice. And sometimes, and I think many times, we miss the opportunities because we hesitate. We know in our mind that we ought to. We ought to give the money. We ought to make the phone call. We ought to send the card. We ought to give something that's God says is helpful right now. And for a whole list of reasons, I second guess myself. I second guess God. I talk myself out of it. I question how they'll receive it. Is this going to help or actually not help? And I delay, and God raises up someone to do what I wouldn't. And the great news is that God raises up others to do not just what we wouldn't. And that's kind of on us. But before you take on the weight of the world, he raises up others to do what you can't. Now, sometimes he does through you what you can't do. But he knows the limits that he created you with. He doesn't expect from you what he's not willing to do through you. And so we must be cautious that we're not allowing people to burden us in a way that God doesn't. But when we have, and when God's Spirit says go, we ought to do. Years ago, my daughter was young and not communicating as in an age-appropriate level, and has always had some delays in a variety of areas. Most people that knew her had never even heard her talk. Now, she could talk, it just wasn't much. And it wasn't sentences or requests or clarity. But she had kind of developed her own sign language, her own way of communicating. My wife and I would always, most of the time at least, know what she wanted. We were at a big family carry-in meal, and she made it clear she wanted a spoon. And for whatever reason, there were no spoons laid out at the buffet table where all the other knives and forks were. We tried to convince her, and she was never satisfied, but she went ahead and ate some. When I finished my meal, I went up to get some ice cream and dessert, and there, lo and behold, were spoons. I brought it back, and she was given a spoon, and as clear as day, shocked us, shocked all of those around her. Her response was, "Some good is going to do me now." It's like, what? What? And because we'd never heard anything like that, it kind of caught us off guard. A normal child of that age, you probably would have been perturbed that it was disrespectful, but I tell the story because there's times where we need something now, and if we don't give now, by the time we do give, it might not even be needed. She had finished her meal. There wasn't no reason to use a spoon now. But that's when it was given, because in that case, that's when it was known about. Sometimes we know where the spoons are, but we don't give them until it's too late. So as you have opportunity, as God's Spirit and His Word lead you, give now. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. You gave and you continue to give at the time of our need, not telling us to come back tomorrow or wait until it's more convenient, but rather, you know the urgency of giving your Son at just the right time, of bringing salvation near to us at just the right time, so that we may accept that, that we may walk in relationship with you. And Father, as you pour out your gifts, including this gift of giving, your desire is not just that others benefit, but that we grow, that we become more deliberate in living out the image of Jesus. And Father, part of that is a life that reflects your love for the world such that you gave. And so, God, today, help us to know the right time. And especially, Father, when we recognize the right time, that we would give whatever it is that you've called us to give in that time. Father, when we don't want to, remind us what it looks like to be your child. When we're afraid, remind us of your presence. And Father, today, may we not only notice those opportunities, may we be those that walk with you in such a way we know our shepherd's voice. And the doubt that the world fills us with, the doubt that we fill ourselves with, would dissipate. And Father, together, as we carry the greatest gift of all, the gift of Jesus, would we learn to give now? And in our giving, and whatever that giving is, whatever it looks like, may it be timely. But at the heart of it, may it lift up Jesus so that he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.